我们的主是我们魂的爱人。
Our Lord is the love of our soul.
当我们唱这样的诗歌，愿意活在主的面前。
When we sing this song that we long to live before our Lord,
我们比所有人都知道这个并不是我们常常有的光景。
We shall know more than anyone else. This is really not our condition always.
神用永远的爱爱上了我们的魂。
Lord, His everlasting love, love our soul.
因为他爱我们，他为我们舍了自己。
Because He loved us, He gave Himself for us.
我们的魂常常顶撞我们的神。
Our soul often offend our Lord.
因为我们的魂是以自我为中心的习惯。
Because our soul is often self-centered.
所以当神有感动，
So whenever God has a moving,
那我们也真受了感动，
And we indeed were moved.
却只是一时的感动，
Oftentimes is maybe at the moment.
当神有光照，
So when His light is on us,
我们也在主的恩典中真看见光了。
And in His grace, we truly see His light.
但是很快我们又忘见了神的恩典。
But very often we forget His grace.
圣经说，人的情形就好像是羊偏行己路一样。
And the Bible says our condition is often like the lost sheep.
所以当我们信了耶稣，接受了他做我们救主之后，
So when we believe our Lord and accept Him,
我们常常会发现最拦阻我们羡慕活在神面前的是我们自己。
So often we found we ourselves being the reason to prevent to live before the Lord.
是我们在地上生活的习惯。
It is our habit.
是我们平常在世界上所羡慕所爱慕的一切。
It is something that we desire on this earth.
与其是侍奉神的旨意，
Even for to obey his will,
我们常常用我们的意思去做所有的服事。
We often use our will and our method to obey his will.
所以我们感谢神，他要赐给我们两样宝贝来帮助我们。
So we thank our Lord that he gave us two precious things so that we can be with him.
一个是圣灵，另外一个是圣经。
One is the Holy Spirit, the other one is Bible.
当我们不懂得怎样祷告的时候，圣灵仍然帮助我们来祷告。
So when we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray.
当我们在知识头脑里头读圣经的时候，圣灵要光照我们，启示我们。
So when we try to use our intellect to study Bible, but the Holy Spirit put us in the light and to teach us.
今天我们信了耶稣之后，我们要千万注意主的圣灵的工作在我们的身上。
So today, we question, we have to know God's will on us, how he is working on us.
最近教会礼拜五晚上一直在读路加福音。
So these days we've been studying the book of Luke.
路加福音每一章都很长。
So the chapter in book of Luke is often very long.
许多时候我们读起来的时候，我们不太了解前头后面是怎样连的。
So often we have difficult time to link the beginning of the chapter to the end of the chapter.
许多人读圣经有一个习惯是要去发表的。
So often we have a habit. So in studying the Bible, we would like to express.
所以当我们读不懂的时候，也就不会有发表的可能。
So when we don't understand, so we often trying to express.
所以我们到处找老师。
So we're trying to find teachers.
我们要看看参考书是怎么说的。
So we look at the references and then listen to or read, try to understand what they are saying.
但是我们从一起初我们就晓得堕落的人是走是会要在生命自私书的果子在吃。
So we shall understand about the corrupted man we're often trying to use the knowledge of good and evil to seek their way.
他们用了知识来代替了生命。
They're trying to use knowledge to replace life.
知识圣经说是叫人自高自大。
In the Bible, knowledge is trying to bring up a person.
知识会叫人说我懂你不懂。
The knowledge shall make us say, I know, but you don't.
但是主的圣命会叫我们越来越谦卑。
But the Lord's life shall teach us to be more humble.
今天我们要从原子耶稣的身上来看见怎么样走这一条圣徒的道路。
We shall learn from the way of the Son of Man to walk on this way.
主耶稣在福音书里头常常自称作为原子。
In the Gospel, Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
这一个是一个最谦卑的头号。
This is the most humble label.
神就是神，为什么要称自己为原子呢？
So God is God, why would he call himself the Son of Man?
因为神来到地上做了人的样式。
Because God himself on this earth, he is trying to walk like the Son of Man.
因为头一个人对神的旨意上面失败了。
Because the first man failed in God's will.
这个原子里头的那个原字，
So the Son of Man, that person,
the man of this phrase, Son of Man,
the man of the Son of Man,
可以是一个单词，也可以是一个动词。
So this could be a singular noun or a plural noun.
因为神造人的时候是盼望借着这一个人有一个族类能够出现在这个地上。
When God created man, his expectation is to have a human race out from this man.
借着这一个族类能够看见头一个人的生命是怎样的。
To this race, we can see the life of this first man.
所以神照着自己的形象跟样式造了人。
So according to God's image and his likeness, he created the man.
但是人要知识，不要生命。
However, the man chose knowledge, not the life.
所以人的路就离开神越来越远了。
So man's way become farther and farther apart from God's will.
远到一个情形叫都叫不回来。
Far to an extent that it cannot be called back.
这个就是整个旧约圣经里头给我们记载的故事。
So this is recorded in the Old Testament.
当神的国里头没有神作为君王作为实际。
So when in God's kingdom, there's no reality of using God as the center.
那个仇敌就在门口，就要来攻打，就要来抢掠。
The enemy therefore will be trying to attack at the door.
那神就兴起先知来提醒君王，要回到神面前，带着神的百姓回到神面前。
So God through the prophet trying to remind the people to revive and back to God.
但是先知说先知的，全国做全国的。
However, whatever the prophet said, but the people still doing their way.
结果呢，以色列国被掳了。
So as a consequence, the kingdom of Israel was taken captive.
然后犹大国也被掳了。
The kingdom of Judah also being taken captive.
本来都是属神的子民，现在都活在外邦的地上。
They once belonged to God, however, they were exiled in Gentiles' land.
神对这样子的一个情形不能说话。
God could not speak in that condition.
一直要等了400年。
For a long period of 400 years.
神终于在地上开始找着了义人。
And God found the righteous person.
路加福音一开始就给我们看见在地上有一对夫妻，他们在神眼中是义人。
So in the book of Luke, God let us see that there's a couple, a righteous couple before the Lord.
一个就是做祭司的撒加利亚。
One is Zechariah, the priest.
一个就是他的妻子是亚伦的后裔以利沙伯。
One is the heir of Aaron, Elizabeth.
他们一对夫妻在侍奉神，在信靠神。
So this couple, they believe God, they serve God.
神的恩典很奇妙。
God's grace is very wonderful.
在那个时候，当那个撒加利亚这个祭司进到神的殿中，在神面前侍奉的时候。
So when Zechariah was performing his priestly duty,
神也兴起了百姓们，众百姓都在殿外祷告。
At the same time, God raised up his people to pray outside of the temple.
我们可以看见这幅图画，路加福音的开始。
So we can actually envision this picture in the beginning of the Luke.
神等了四百年之久，终于有人祷告了。
So God waited for about 400 years. Finally, someone prayed.
众百姓都围着神的殿在祷告。
God's people, they were outside the temple praying.
他们的中心不再是自己的嗜好，不再是自己的计划。
So no longer it were their plan or their way, but God being the center.
他们被掳太久了，荒凉太久了。
So they were being captive and desolate for too long a time.
所以众百姓，神的选民，他们都觉得是时候到了，神一定要来拯救我们，我们要祷告。
So that God's people finally realized this is the time that we really needed to pray.
然后他们就围着圣殿来祷告。
So they were praying outside of the temple.
撒加利亚是一个当祭司的。
So Zechariah was a priest.
他有一个特权，就可以直直的来到神的面前祷告，在圣殿里头侍奉。
So his special privilege was to pray in the temple.
啊，为了神以色列国的光景。
For the kingdom of Israel, the condition.
全国的人都在那里祷告。
The people pray for the kingdom.
有人在殿外，有人在殿内。
So some is in the temple, some was outside the temple.
殿外的祷告是对准神。
Outside the temple, they were using God as a center.
殿内的祷告是在神面前。
In the temple, it was before God.
这个是路加福音开始给我们看见什么叫祷告的意义。
So this is really what the purpose of prayer recorded in the book of Luke.
路加福音讲祷告总共起码有九次。
So this prayer is mentioned in the book of Luke 9 times.
这九次都说到人子的祷告。
All 9 times is talking about the prayer of the Son of Man.
就说到人怎样谦卑在神的面前，用祷告来侍奉神。
It's talking about how the Son of Man humbled himself to pray to God.
主若许可，我们今天早上讲三个。
If the Lord will, we shall talk about the 3 of the 9.
说到祷告的意义和实行。
Talking about the significance of prayer and the practice.
有机会我们还讲另外三个是主耶稣祷告的榜样。
So if we have a chance, we shall talk about the example of God, Jesus' prayer.
最后就是主耶稣人子祷告的教导。
And then lastly, talk about his teaching of the prayer.
这一切人子的祷告都要变成是教会里头的实际。
All these prayers shall be the practice in the church.
然后主就可以复兴我们。
Then,Our God shall revive us.
然后我们就懂得路加福音里头的信实。
Then we shall understand the essence of Luke.
然后我们就知道今天该在主面前如何侍奉。
And then we also shall learn how to serve God.
我们在神的面前一定要看重在外面怎样侍奉，或者说在外面有多少的侍奉。
So we shall learn before God how much we shall serve God externally.
一定要在里面有一个祷告的实际。
Must begin with the reality of the prayer within.
我们要记得旧约的历史做我们的见解。
So we shall learn from the Old Testament.
有外面的圣殿，有外面的祭司，有外面的王国，都不怎么样。
So externally we have the temple, we have the priest.
因为百姓没有以神为神。
However, the people of God did not see God at the center.
祭司强解律法。The priest falsely interpret the Bible. 先知说假的预言。
And oftentimes the priest prophesies in, wrongly.
首领在为自己的利益在争夺。
And then the leader often strive for their own selves.
那君王就是荒淫腐败到极点。
Of course, the king often very corrupted to the utmost.
所以当 这些所有服侍神的人都有外表没有实际，百姓就全国就被掳，就荒凉了。
So when these people only have the external appearance, and then no doubt the people were desolate.
今天我们盼望教会有复兴。
And today we hope our church shall revive.
我们也一直鼓励大家，我们要先从祷告开始来做我们的侍奉。
So we are often encouraged, all of us to pray before we serve.
因为路加福音从一开始就给我们看见，地上有人祷告，神就可以开始说话做事。
Because we see in the book of Luke, when someone pray, then God begin to do things.
祷告是我们所有侍奉的实际。
Prayer is the reality of all service.
在我们天然生命的里面，
In our natural life,
我们的习惯是去做事。
Our habit is to do things.
我们没有习惯祷告。
We don't have a habit to pray.
就算我们信了主之后，
Even though we believe God,
我们只开会谈事情，
we often have a lot of meetings and talk about things.
谈完了就去做事，
and then we go do things.
甚少我们一起来祷告，交通在主的里面。
Very rare that we actually pray before God.
所以我们常常是落在软弱无能四散的光景。
So no wonder that we often in that very weak state.
今天我们要看见祷告能够把耶稣基督原子的同在带到我们的当中。
We shall see today how prayer can bring in the Son of Man into us.
祷告教我们肢体们一起在侍奉上里外有一个配搭。
Prayer shall coordinate all of us the service in God's will.
叫我们所有的肢体在主的里面成为一个侍奉，成为一个跟随主的旨意的侍奉。
The prayer shall cause all the members of the church to be in one in God.
那一天，当神的百姓在殿外、殿内都在祷告的时候，
So when God's people on that day pray in and outside the temple,
圣经说主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。
It says the angels said to him,
我们要看见一个有忠心的侍奉，他一定会带来一个很好的结果。
We shall see when a service with a center, there's always a good result.
这个外面我们知道我们的忠心在哪里，然后我们的侍奉一定带来一个很美好的果子。
So when we know the center, then the result will bring, the result shall be good.
当我们有祷告，神就可以给我们这样子的果子。
So when we pray, and God shall give us that fruit.
圣经说，撒加利亚跟以利沙伯都已经年纪老迈。
The Bible said Zechariah and Elizabeth they were aged.
啊，圣经里头常常说人年纪老迈。
So the Bible always say when they were aged.
亚伯拉罕就是年纪老迈，不能生养了。
So Abraham is another example that he was aged.
哎，没想到撒加利亚跟他的太太也是年老了，不能生养。
So Elizabeth and Zechariah is also a couple who were advanced in age.
我在想撒加利亚，神说答应了你的祷告了。
So when God said, God answered your prayer.
是不是撒加利亚为自己能生养来祷告呢？
So did Zechariah actually pray for him to have an offspring?
我开始以为也是这样。
Initially, when I read, I thought so.
直到有一天在主面前祷告的时候，发现。
So until one day, I discovered this during prayer.
因为这个是在经历里头的发现。
This is actually a discovery in experience.
可能是在我自己的生命的过程里头的一个发现。
It could be a discovery during my life.
我发觉一下子时间一下子就过去了，我也快服侍主二十年了。
So I also found out that very quickly, I've been serving God about 20 years.
我也常常来到神的面前侍奉他。
I often also serve God before God.
但是我在神面前没有得着一个属灵的后裔。
But I did not receive an heir in God.
有一天我也会走了，离开这个世界。
One day I shall pass.
我走了之后，谁来到圣殿里头？谁来到神面前侍奉呢？
So when I depart, who's going to be in the temples and serve God?
一个身体老迈的人，他并没有想到他有一天还会生子。
So when someone advances in age, that person would not expect an offspring.
但是一年一年过来，撒迦利亚轮班的来到圣殿里头侍奉。
So and as the years pass by, Zechariah came before the Lord.
他看看所有的祭司们都越来越老了。So
he witnessed the advance in age for all the fellow priests.
新的一代没有起来。There
wasn't a new generation coming up.
等到我们这些老祭司走了之后，谁来到神面前呢？
So who would be picking up before in front of the Lord after we were gone?
我们这些服侍主的人要有这样子的祷告。
So those of us who serve shall have that kind of prayer.
主啊, 求你兴起下一代可以在你面前站立侍奉。
So may God raise up a generation so that they can serve you.
哦, 那一天感谢神。
On that day, praise thanks to the Lord.
有人真实为了神的需要来祷告的时候,
someone really prayed for the need of our God.
神说话了,
God spoke.
你将为生一个儿子。
You shall have a son.
要给他起名叫约翰。
His name shall be John.
我们所有服侍的人都盼望能够带出后裔来。
So all those who serve shall expect to bring heir.
带出后裔不是你去说什么，你去做什么。To
raise the heir is not to say something or do something.
给我们生养的能力是神自己。
The ability to yield an heir is God Himself.
所以在兴起属灵后裔这件事情，没有祷告就没有办法生养。
The spiritual heir, if without prayer, there's no way.
我们就算再高兴、再热闹、配搭起来做很多的事，都没有生养的办法。
So however excited or enthusiastic in terms of our coordination, there's no way for us to raise that heir.
感谢神，有真实的祷告，主就会赐给我们生一个孩子。
Thanks to the Lord, if there's true prayer, there will be a true heir.
约翰是耶稣基督人子的先锋。
John is the pioneer for Christ Jesus.
他是一个兆头。
He is the sign.
当神得着了一个真实祷告的国。
So when God obtained the fruit of a prayer,
主就给我们这样子的一个后裔作为兆头。
God gave us that fruit, that heir, as a sign.
什么是兆头？
What is the sign?
兆头不是那个本体。
The sign is not the person itself.
兆头是说有一位将要来到，他才是真的。
A sign is only to tell what is to come.
兆头就好像一个路标，指示你。 现在应该看着哪一个方向？
A sign is almost like the road sign to direct you where to look for.
所以当施洗约翰来了的时候，他就说有一位将要来到。So
when John the Baptist started his ministry, he said, "There's one to come."
人子的祷告是说到我们里面的生命的实际。
The prayer of the Son of Man is talking about the reality or the essence.
当我们有真实生命的实际,
when we have the reality of the life,
我们就有外面事工的见证,
then there shall be testimony of of the service.
所以今天我们先要注意到人子的祷告是我们里头要掌握的生命。
So we shall understand, we shall grasp and seize the prayer of the Son of Man internally.
有生命就一定有见证。
When there's life, there's testimony.
有真实的祷告与侍奉。
When there's true prayer and service,
就真实可以产生服侍神的生命。
Then there shall result the true service.
然后下面一段我们看见神的儿子耶稣基督出来了。
So we shall then see Lord Jesus came out.
他来到地上。 先隐藏了30年。
So when he came on this earth, he was hidden for 30 years.
希伯来书告诉我们，他是要先，虽然为儿子，要先学顺服。
So in the book of Hebrew, it says even he's the son of God, but he learned obedience.
学顺服不只是头30年，不过头30年的确他学得非常好。
So to learn obedience is not just for the 30 years, but he learned it very well.
头30年好像是在人看来好像一点用处都没有。
To man, although this 30 years means a little.
今天我们在教会里头有这样子的一个试探。
And today in church, we have this temptation.
我们得着一个新得救的人，我们盼望他马上加入侍奉。
So, when we have a new believer, we often want the person to participate in the service right away.
所以我们大家都是从这样子的开始就来做许多的事。
That's how we begin doing a lot of things.
开始侍奉是好的。
It is a good thing to begin service.
但是盼望我们要先在主面前学顺服。
But I ask that we shall learn obedience before the Lord.
否则你侍奉有了一点果效之后, 你就很难学顺服。
So when you get little result from the service, it is difficult to expect you to obey.
因为我是做的, 你是说的。
Because I'm actually doing things, but you are only talking.
我做的果效是看得见的, 你说的果效呢?
Because there is a tangible result from the service, but what about your through speaking?
这个是给我们所有传道人的一个最大的警醒。
So this is a really good warning for those who preaches.
传道人也要祷告过于所说的。
And oftentimes the minister or the preacher often speak more than beyond.
传道人, the preacher needs to pray more than they preach. 所以, 才能这样子的传道人才能够引导弟兄姊妹一起来侍奉。
So only those kind of preacher can bring the children of God into prayer.
我们在神面前有多少，我们才能够在人面前做多少。
And however much we before the Lord, that will determine how much we before people.
但是当有一天，当我们愿意投入侍奉的里面。
So one day when we willing to commit into service,
我们要看见人子怎样祷告。
And we shall see how the Son of Man prays.
那一天主耶稣受浸给自己约翰给他施浸。
So on that day Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
主耶稣也来被自己约翰受施洗约翰的浸。
So Jesus also here being baptized by John the Baptist.
但是感谢主有这样子的投身在这个浸池的里面。
Thanks to the Lord when there's such a commitment into this baptism.
但是圣经告诉我们另外一半非常宝贵的事实就是耶稣正在祷告。
But another precious thing is that during this baptismal service, Jesus was praying.
主耶稣做什么事情都是在祷告里头做。
So no matter what he does, what Jesus does, he's always praying.
祷告是与神最亲密的关系。
Prayer is the closest relationship with God.
主耶稣一直在活在地上，他就是跟父神是在一起的。
So even when Jesus walked on this earth, he's always with God the Father.
有一天时间到了，他就出来侍奉。
So when the time came, he came out and served.
他公开在人面前服侍。
So he served before the people.
在服侍之前，他先要把自己投身在神的面前。
Before the service, he committed himself.
这个说到我们怎样服侍的一个很实在的路。
This actually speaks about this practical way of service.
许多的时候我们的服侍是说到一面是怎么样因为主给我一个恩赐我用这个恩赐来服侍。
So a lot of time that we serve God because of the gifts.
这样子的服侍好像也很有它的果效。
As though serving God through gift is also very effective.
所以最近我们在读福音书，很多人就把这样子的服事形容成为一个投资。
So these days when we read this kind of service, almost look like an investment.
啊，你放一千两，你就赚个一万两。
So when you invest 1,000 talents, then you shall receive 10,000 talents.
或者是五千两。
Or 5,000 talents.
那将来就得着什么样的赏赐？
Then you shall receive a reward.
的确，圣经是这样教导我们的。
Yes, the Bible does teach us that way.
但是圣经从来没有说这个是我们的起点。
But the Bible never said this is the beginning.
我们的起点在哪里？
So where shall we begin?
我们的起点是投身，不是投资。
Our beginning point is to commit, not to invest.
大家有没有知道那个差别在哪里？
Do you understand the difference?
投资是把你所有的放在那个上面，要来赚的。
Invest is to put the things you have and expect reward.
投身是把自己放在这个里面，成为那一个的目的跟联合。
To commit is to put yourself into so that you will.Unite with that cause.
今天一个教会如果投身的人比投资的人多，这个教会兴旺。
So if a church has more people committing than investing, then sure revival will be imminent.
这个教会如果很多很多都是来投资的，我要得着什么，所以我来服侍。
So if the church is filled with those people who want to just invest because what you want to gain.
然后发现你的教会蛮拘谨的。
Then you find out this church is.
反正是我的投资，我就拿这个投资放到另外一个教会去投资，不是一样吗
？So it is an investment that really doesn't matter which church I invest.
所以很多人就很多的恩赐，他们拿了这个恩赐去这个教会碰一碰，那个教会碰一碰，盼望有人赏赐他的恩赐。
So for those of the people who have gifts.They will go to one church or the other in attempt to invest.
感谢主，我们教会不多这样子的人。
Pray, thanks to the Lord, we don't have a whole lot of people like that.
说实在，也不太吸引这样子的人来到我们的当中。
And indeed, we don't quite like those kind of people to be in our church.
因为我们强调的是投身。
Because what we emphasize is to commit.
把我们自己放在主的里面。
To commit ourselves before the Lord.
接受主的带领。
To accept God's leading.
把我们放在耶稣基督的里面。
To put ourselves in Christ.
接受身体的管制。
And to accept the control of the body.
主耶稣把自己，神的儿子，况且把自己交出来，放在死地。
So even...The Lord Christ willing to put himself to the point of death.
借着他这样子的投身
to his commitment,
他就进入与神的交通中
then he entered into God's fellowship.
我相信在30年之内，他不晓得有多少次主天父向他天开了，向他说话。
I believe through that 30 years, God, he must have experienced a lot of situation where God hasn't opened.
我相信主耶稣从小就常常圣灵充满。
I believe Jesus Christ was filled by the Holy Spirit often.
但是那一天，人子站在这样子的一个地位的里面，是给我们众人作为一个榜样。
So when the Son of Man on that day standing in that position is to be the example for many.
我们都受浸归在主的名下。
We all being baptized to his name.
我们常常在主面前要祷告。
We often pray before the Lord.
我们一祷告，我们就要进入神的交通。
So whenever we pray, we shall enter into his fellowship.
盼望我们真的是委身在主的里面来祷告。
Let's hope that we all commit ourselves in this prayer.
是这样子的祷告，天开了，圣灵降下来。
So it is through this prayer, heaven opened, and the
Holy
Spirit descended.
是这样子的祷告，叫神喜悦，称我们为他的儿子。
It is through this kind of prayer, God shall be pleased and call us being his people.
那一天，那么荣耀的一个景象，是为了我们今天读圣经的人而写的。
So that glorious picture is really written for us.
圣经的话永远是昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
So Bible is always yesterday, today, and in the future the same.
圣经不只是记载历史。
The Bible is not just for history.
神的话要我们行在其中。
God's word is for us to walk.
我们知道我们受浸跪在主名下，就是我们把自己交在主的里面。
To be baptized into his name is for us to commit it before the Lord.
我们成为主的身体。
We become his body.
我们一起成为他的肢体。
Together we become the member of this body.
但是我们要常常彼此祷告。
But we must pray for one another.
直到这一个身体能够看见天开了。
Until this body shall see the heaven open.
直到我们的命运在主的里面是一个。
We shall know the faith is only one in God.
因为我们从起初就把自己投身在这一个同一的命运里面。
Because from the onset, we commit ourselves to in this faith.
今天弟兄姊妹活了，弟兄姊妹就活了。
When the brother and sister live, and then the brothers and sisters and live.
有一个人受亏损，全体都受亏损。
When one loses, the whole body lose.
有人一再的受亏损，一定有人没有为没有为他祷告。
If someone loses, that means someone else is not praying.
或者是神在扩充他的度量。
Or maybe God is trying to enlarge that person.
我们感谢主，主的手很奇妙，每一个人的遭遇不一定都一样。
God's hand is very wonderful because all of us have different encounters.
有些人一帆风顺。
Some have a very smooth sailing.
有些人面面受阻。
And some often come across with a lot of obstacles.
我们要看见神工作的手。
We shall see the hand of God.
都要一样的话，我们去参加社会的什么 club 就好了。
So if it's all the same, then we might as well join the club of this world.
他们什么的会员的那个享受都是一样的，不会有偏差的。
Because the privilege of these club memberships is all the same.
但是主给我们的是一个活的生命，活的身体。
But what God gives us is a life that is living and
我们就看看每一个肢体都不一样。
So we shall see the member of the body is different.
他的训练，他的过程，成长都不一样。
So the learning and this passage is all different.
但是一样的就是你活了，我就活了。
So but what is the same is when you live, I shall live.
所以我们要彼此关怀，彼此代祷。
So we shall therefore care for one another.
我在顺利的时候，我替别人代祷。
So when I'm at peace, I shall pray for others.
我在困难的时候，我也替别人代祷。
So when I'm in difficulty, I shall also pray for others.
然后大家都在神面前有这个看见。
So we shall all see this before the Lord.
真实的祷告才是真实的侍奉。
The true prayer is considered true service.
才是主可以复兴我们的一个根基。
And this is the foundation where God can revive us.
人子的祷告就是教会的见证。
The prayer of the Son of Man is a testimony of the church.
主耶稣的把他的祷告生命变化成为我们每一天的生活。
So Jesus turned the prayer of this life become our daily life.
所以我们看见主耶稣在约旦河里头受浸的时候，他在祷告。
So when we saw Jesus while he was being baptized, he prayed.
今天我们就要常常把自己再放在死地的里面。
So we shall today often put ourselves in that.
好叫我们再起来的时候，我们的祷告是能够成为教会的见证。
So when we raised up, we shall be the testimony of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们能够接受这样子的一个祷告的负担。
So brother and sister, I would like you to receive this burden of the prayer.
祷告不是一句话。
The prayer is just not just one sentence.
祷告是来到神面前对准他。
Prayer is to focus God as a center.
祷告是把心里头所有的话向神说。
Is to put all the words within before the Lord.
有祷告才有身体的见证。
Where there is prayer, there shall be testimony.
有祷告才有侍奉的路。
When there's prayer, then there's a way of the service.
在教会里头要做好一件事，安排安排就好了。
So when we're trying to do a good thing, all you need is coordination.
但是这样子的事做不长久。
However, this is not long lasting.
因为这样子的做事的方式里头是空的。
Because this kind of method of doing things is empty within.
这样子做事的方式最后就显出来的就是软弱无能，不能结果子。
So this method only reflects weakness and in.
今天教会的生产不是工厂的生产。
So this church.
The production of the church is not the production of the factory. 我们在神的面前是要生机的生产。
So before the Lord we shall be. It's a production in life.
我们往下讲，越讲越深了。下面一个是最深的。
Let's move forward. The next one is even more difficult to grasp.
是我们有一位姊妹她最盼望的一件事，今天就趁着这个机会跟她说一说。
This is actually the desire of one of our sisters, so we will seize this opportunity to talk about this.
因为她好羡慕能够爱仇敌。
Because this sister really longed to love the enemy.
那我好几次都试着想回答她，但是都解释得不太明白。
So many times I tried to answer her, but I didn't really say it very clearly.
我们怎样爱仇敌？不是人扮的嘛。
How we love the enemy is not to a person.
看见仇敌躲避一下还要去爱他，奇怪。
When we see an enemy, and not only we try to avoid, but we also need to love, this is very strange.
但是主耶稣教导我们有一条路。
But Jesus taught us a way.
是要爱仇敌，为他祷告。
Is to love the enemy and also pray for the enemies.
我们要知道，在神面前祷告是一个生活。
We shall know that prayer is a living.
我们如何生活，要决定我们所我们的侍奉有没有果效。
How we live will determine the result of our service.
那我们今天还是要读一下圣经，好不好？我们一起来读这个路加福音第六章这一段。
So let us read the book of Luke, chapter 6.
我们读中文就好了。那个六加福音录六章27-35节。
Chapter 6, 27-35.
如果你只能听英文的话，盼望你就翻一下圣经好了哈。
If you can only
read
English,
just read it on your own. 只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么好酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么好酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是如此。你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么好酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了，你们也必作为至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。 耶稣基督的生命是叫做人子的生命。
The life of Jesus is called the life of the Son of Man.
要懂得怎样为仇敌祷告，必须要认识人子的祷告。
So to pray for the enemy, you must know the prayer of the Son of Man.
人子对耶稣来说，他是一个人。
To Son of Man, this is a man.
人子对教会来说，是我们这个团体。
To church, this is a corporate person.
我教会是从耶稣基督这个人生出来的一个新的族类。
Church has begun from through Christ a new race.
当我们每一个人都愿意把自己委身在基督里头这个新的族类的里面。
So when all of us willing to commit into this new race.
我们知道我们里头带着一个耶稣基督的生命。
So we carry this life of Jesus.
这个生命爱神也爱人。
So this life loves God and also man.
但是还有一个就是爱仇敌。
But one more thing is to love enemy.
这一段就是告诉我们爱人也有两种。
So even loving, to love a person, there are two kinds.
一种是对你好的，你去爱他。
The first kind is to love those who love you.
一种是对你非常不好的，你仍然要爱他。
The other kind is to love those who do not love you.
对你不好敌对你的，这个叫做你的仇敌。
The one who contradicts you and mistreats you is called consider your enemies.
这个是没有一个亚当肉体里头生命办得到，生命里办得到的事。
This is not something that can be accomplished in the life of Adam.
这个爱仇敌的生命，一定是耶稣基督人子的生命才办得到。
So this kind of love of loving enemies only through the life of the Son of Man.
所以我给他这样子的一个为仇敌代祷，我给他一个题目叫做守望祷告。
So for a prayer for the enemy is called someone who is watchful.
首先在守望中，我们要认识谁是我们的仇敌。
So through this watchful, how do we pray?
How do we know?Who is our enemy? 守望就是要我们发现仇敌的踪迹。
So to be watchful is to understand the enemy is attack.
所以常常众人都在睡觉休息的时候呢，还是在教会里头要有人守望。
So when everyone else is asleep, then someone needs to be watchful.
仇敌从这个角落上来了，我们要吹号警告大家。
So that person shall see the enemy and then start alerting everyone.
守望祷告就是要我们知道仇敌是谁，怎样行动。
The watchful prayer is to understand in when the enemy comes, how we watch.
你没有发现仇敌，你就不可能去爱他。
So when you do not discover the enemy, you don't know how to love.
你不知道在跟什么仇敌征战，你就不可能知道怎么样为他祷告。
If you don't know how to struggle with that enemy, you don't know how to pray for that enemy.
那到底谁是我们的仇敌？
So who is that enemy of ours?
讲这个守望祷告最清楚的是哈巴谷书。
So on this subject, the clearest is in the book of Habakkuk.
时间的关系我就只讲了哈。哈巴谷书这个仇敌是说到我们里面的那个天然生命的族类。
So in Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk, this enemy is about
the race of our natural life.
The,
在我们的生命里头有两个族类。
So in our life, there are two kinds.
亚伯拉罕的生命是一个新的族类。
So the life of Abraham is a new race.
亚伯拉罕从加勒底那里出来，他原来的生命是从前的那个族类。
So Abraham's original life before he left the land of Chaldean is old life.
哈巴谷书说，神的选民信神的人有一个敌人，他们是加勒底人。
In the book of Habakkuk says that the enemy of God's people is Chaldean.Is the people of Chaldean.
加勒底人是不信的，神的仇敌。
The people of Chaldean is those who do not believe.
当我们在神的家中一起来侍奉,
so when we serve God in the house of God,
我们彼此称为弟兄姊妹,
we call each other the brothers and sisters.
但是我们常常会不知不觉让我们里头天然的生命跑出来了。
So unknowingly, we let the natural light to come out.
这个跑出来的生命就是原来 亚伯拉罕还没有离开的那个原来的地方的生命。
So this life is very similar to the life before Abraham left the land of Chaldean.
原来亚伯拉罕也是加勒底人。
Abraham was the people from Chaldean.
但是他因着信离开他的本地本父本族本家。
Through faith, he left his home and his land.
进入到迦南地，成为一个新的族类的开始。
So he entered in the land of Canaan and becoming a new race.
当神的百姓没有服侍神、信神的时机，神就兴起迦勒底人来攻击他。
So when God's people not believing God, not praying, and God raised the people of Chaldean.
当神的子民一起来侍奉神的时候，
But when God's people start to serve,
在那里常常有两个族类在征战。
So there's often a struggle between these two races.
一个是信, 一个是不信。
One is belief, the other one is disbelief.
一个是爱神, 一个是爱自己。
One is to love God, the other one is love yourself.
一个是要行神的旨意, 一个是要为自己去得什么。
One is to practice God's will, the other one is according to your will.
所以神的话说, 加勒底人自高自大。
So God's word says, the people of Chaldean is boastful,
他们强占不属于自己的地,
they see the land that do not belong to them.
他们流人的血建造自己的城,
through people's blood, they build their city.
我们在神的家中,
when we are in the house of God,
受浸不是只是一次的事, 受浸的这个仪式是一次的事。
The baptismal service maybe is only once.
但是受浸的实际是我们一生要经过的。
However, the significance of baptismal service is for the whole.
什么时候我们发现我们天然的加勒底人又起来了？
So whenever we discover this life of Chaldean rises up,
我们永远要回到约旦河的池河水里头。
We need to return to the river of Jordan.
把它浸在里面才能够有新的生命起来。
And we shall be buried in this.
并且我们要在祷告中做这样子的侍奉。
So through this prayer, then we can serve.
我在服侍的时候, 我要为自己这个仇敌来祷告。
So when I serve, I shall pray for this enemy.
当我把自己放在死水的里面。
So when I commit myself in this water,
我就看见, 哦, 原来还有人没有把自己放在死水的里面。
Then I shall see that there's someone not willing to commit.
耶稣基督的教训是叫我们去爱仇敌。
Jesus' teaching is to love the enemy.
我们盼望在爱中能够挽回所有不幸的恶心。
Then we hope that in this love we shall revive all the people.
在爱能够忍受所有的顶撞。
Through this love, we can withstand all the contradictions.
在主的爱中能够纪念那不可纪念的人。
In God's love, we can remember those that were not worthy.
因为我们是主耶稣应许是做至高神的儿子。
Because we were promised to be the sons of the Most High.
这个是我们祷告最高的意义。
This is the highest meaning of our prayer.
为什么我们要彼此代祷？
Why do we have to pray for one another?
因为教会里头一定要有里外一致的侍奉。
Because in church we must have this coordinated service with
one another. 为什么我们常常要自己代祷？
Why do we have to pray?
因为每一个人都要看见把自己委身在基督的身体里面。
Because we need to see we have to commit ourselves.
为什么我们可以爱仇敌？
How can we love our enemies?
因为当我们 不以神为神的时候,
so whenever we're not treating God as a center,
但我们是基督徒却有名无实的时候,
so when we only a nominal Christian,
神故意兴起加勒底人要来攻打我们,
God will raise the people of Chaldean to attack us.
今天是一个最凶猛的属灵征战,
this is a very ferocious struggle.
肉体起来了, 属灵的生命就萎缩了。
So when the flesh rises up, then the spiritual life shall shrink.
属灵生命起来了，教会就得复兴。
So when the spiritual life rises up, then the church shall rise.
什么叫做复兴？
What is revival?
复兴，圣经原来的意思就是注入新生命。
Revival means to instill new lives.
我们要求复兴。
We ask for revival.
每一个圣徒要懂得怎样在凡事上注入生命。
So we shall understand how to instill this new life into us.
今天我们基督徒的路就是从祷告里头走出来的。
So the Christian way is through prayer.
人子的祷告是我们的祷告。
The prayer of the Son of Man is our prayer.
人子的祷告是教会的见证。
The prayer of the Son of Man is the testimony of our church.
盼望弟兄姊妹常常在主面前学会祷告。
May the brother sister know how to pray, learn how to pray.
我想我今天就不劝大家参加祷告聚会。
So today I would not ask you to attend the prayer meeting.
因为这个完全不是重点。
But this is not really the point.
我盼望有先有个人的祷告。
I ask that we have the individual prayer.
然后每一个家里头夫妻儿女一起有祷告。
And then the prayer between the spouse and the children.
有祷告的实际在我们的身上，我们的家里面。
So when there's a reality of this prayer in our family.
然后我想我们也准备好在教会里头一同侍奉，一同祷告。
Then we shall be ready to pray in the church and serve in the church.
盼望我们在主面前得着一个真的生命。
And may we receive this true life.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man is not to be served, but to serve.
人子的祷告是最卑微的侍奉。
And this prayer of the Son of Man is the most humility one.
主为了爱我们，把他的命也舍了。
And the Lord loves us to the extent that He gave His life.
他爱我们之前，我们都是他的仇敌。
And before He loved us, we all were His enemies.
主能够拯救我们。
And God could save us.
盼望我们也能够真正的抢救一些灵魂回来。
And may we also be able to save some souls.
爱仇敌是我们的生命的见证。
To love our enemy is a testimony of our lives.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have some prayers.
主我们的心感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你是诚信真实。
Because you are truthful and faithful.
你在我们的当中是做真实的工作。
You are working the real work among us.
我们求你在这些年间复兴你的工作。
So this day, please revive us.
叫我们都上望楼上守望。
So may we all be watchful in the watchtower.
为了新族类的出现。
For the appearance of this new race,
为了教会的见证,
for the testimony of the church,
主你教导我们如何祷告,
teach us how to pray,
主你教导我们如何过生活在你面前,
teach us how to live before you,
主但愿你爱的真实充满我们,
may this essence of love fill us,
叫我们因为爱你的缘故彼此代祷,
because we pray for one another because we love you.
今天我们所求的是祷告的生命。
So what we pray is this, the life of prayer.
我们求你在我们每一个孩子的里面注入生命。
So may you instill this new life in us.
主我们求你复兴我们。
May you revive us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.